Good morning. It is 8:10 here on the Mighty 690. And joining us in studio, we have Charles Skank of Skank Insurance on our Ask the Expert segment. Good morning, Charles. How's it going?
Good morning, James. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Good to have you here on the program today. And what is our verse of the day?
It is Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4. And it reads, "And even to your old age, I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you." Isaiah 46, 4.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Charles. We do appreciate that. And, of course, we do have here, as we continue along, wanted to talk a little bit about a retirement checklist here today.
That's right. You know, retiring isn't just about quitting work, not working anymore. It's really about a new chapter of your life and going sort of in a new direction. And the best way to do this is to know if you're ready and to have some guidelines. And so today I just want to go over some things that you need to be thinking about. Maybe grab a pen and paper, and that can help you enjoy this chapter of your life and have enjoy them to the best, the most possible. So the first is to know your numbers and calculate what are your retirement income needs. Generally, it's around 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income should be sufficient for your retirement. Now, if you have a lot of aggressive travel plans or big hobby plans, you're going to need more income than that. But barring that, 70 to 80% of your retirement pre-retirement income should be sufficient. The next is to check your Social Security and pensions. Decide when to claim those. Of course, on Social Security, if you delay until age 70, you can take out a larger amount. But Social Security has done the math, and by waiting, you have that many less years that you are drawing on Social Security. And so many times, it doesn't really make sense to wait till 70 because there's no death benefit to Social Security. Once you pass, the payments stop. And so I generally encourage people to go a little bit earlier, but there are certain situations where you might want to wait longer. Everybody's situation is a little unique. So that's important to remember. Next is to look at your savings and investments. And you want to start off by having 3 to 6 months of emergency funds, 3 to 6 months of income that's in like an emergency fund that's close by that you can access for emergencies, for things that just come up in life. You might want to look at ways that you can structure your money where it can provide you an income that you cannot outlive. Next, you want to look at your debt. And I would encourage you to pay off any high interest loans, especially like credit cards, things like that. Try not to carry a balance. And if you don't have your mortgage paid off, concentrate if you're still in the preparation stage to retire. Focus on that mortgage as much as you can to reduce that, because every less dollar that you owe in retirement is that much less headache that you have to worry about.
Even if you can put a little more money into that, you know, maybe a little leaner for a while where you can just throw money at that.
That's right. That's right. Tighten your belt. And then when retirement does come around, that's just one less thing that has to be on your mind. It's a good idea to review your insurance, your home and auto insurance. Right now, we're really just chasing efficiency. We're looking for trying to maximize and what it takes to live. Because while you're working, especially if you're a two-income home, the money's sort of flowing free and easy, and it's not as urgent. But once you retire, those incomes stop, and then you have to figure out how to live on what you've saved, what your pensions are, what your Social Security is, and what your assets are. And so every dollar that you can save and make more efficient is to your benefit for a better, smoother retirement. And so review those insurances that you're paying. I've even seen people paying life insurance, and they're still paying life insurance for their kids. Their kids have been moved out of the house for years, and they have a child term rider. I know that doesn't amount to a lot, but that's just one little area of how many other areas possible that are maybe being paid unnecessarily.
Sure. I mean, it would be like paying for, say, a streaming service that you're not even using, not watching at all. And it's just, you know, why would you bother to do that if you're not going to use it? So
yeah, just a monthly drain on your account. So this is a great time as you're approaching retirement to just double check everything that you're paying. Make sure it makes sense. Make sure, and I'll tell you, home and auto expenses, insurances just continued to climb. And I would encourage you, don't be loyal to one company. Some people will say, well, this company, I've been with them for 30 years, and, you know, I lost this and they paid it off. And they, well, your loyalty usually goes one way. And their loyalty to you is highly dependent upon you paying your premiums and not having very many claims. Once you have very many claims, that loyalty that they seem to have to you will not be what it seems at all.
That's a great reminder. We're talking with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance on some items that you might want to consider on your retirement checklist. What else would you like to bring to our attention here today, Charles?
Look at your tax strategy. Look at your taxes in retirement. It's even possible to convert IRAs into a Roth IRA, which Roths don't have any taxes. There's RMDs, required minimum distributions that can be paid or that have to come out of your IRAs. And those can be done in a more tax efficient way so that you have to pay less taxes on your income that comes out of those. And there's just so many things that can be gone over, adjustments that can make a real difference in what your take-home pay is or what you get to live on. These tweaks that are just sort of underneath the hood, sort of out of sight from your everyday life, that can really make a difference. And after a while, they really start to add up.
Well, that is fantastic, Charles. What else should we know when it comes to our retirement checklist?
So your health care and staying and longevity. So if you're under 65, you need to make arrangements for your health care. It could be anything from COBRA that you have from leaving your workplace. It could be ACA or Obamacare type coverage. There's other private insurances that you can get. But once you reach age 65, you should be eligible for Medicare. And at that point, depending upon your spouse's age, it would be best if both of you are 65 to get onto Medicare and understand Medicare, see how it works. Of course, we help with that. Another thing is preventative care. Schedule annual physical, dental, vision screenings, and build an exercise routine. Take walks, be active. Maybe you're not going to work every day and being active there, but you still need to be active. Another thing to think about is long-term care planning. And the average cost per month for long-term care has been increasing lately. And there are insurance options available to help you with long-term care, like a nursing home, or even care in your home if you're no longer able to care for yourself. Don't neglect your sleep, even social connections, friendships, going out with friends, making new friends, mental stimulation, whether it's quilting or woodworking or puzzles or something. You need something to do. Your mind is a factory, and if there's nothing for the factory to do, it doesn't function as well as it should. And so be about something. And this is the time where you're sort of being reborn. You have a new identity. You're no longer the coworker down at the workplace. Now you're a retiree, primarily maybe at your home, and you have to figure out sort of who you are. And I would encourage you to talk to God and listen to Him, and know that He is with you, just as He was with you when you were a baby, and all through the other stages of your life, He's with you in this stage as well. He's not tired of you. He's not upset with you. He wants to hear from you, and look to Him, and He will show you opportunities, people that you can bless, projects that you can contribute to, ways that you can be a blessing. And so just be mindful of that.
That's a very good reminder, Charles. And we're speaking with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And Charles, how about we take a quick break? We'll be back with more on our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690. Good morning. It is 8:24 here on the Mighty 690. We have Charles Skank of Skank Insurance in studio with us. And Charles, I know that we have a lot of things we went through here on our retirement checklist this last segment. You want to do maybe just a little recap for folks who are maybe just joining us here?
Yeah. So if you're thinking about retiring, this is not just something you walk out the door at work one day and say, okay, I'm retired. Now, you can do that, but it could be a bumpy ride, and it could be have some unexpected curveballs. And so to make retirement go as smooth as possible, there's some pre-planning that you can do. And I have a checklist here that maybe you're 3-5 years away from retirement. If you have this checklist, you can be better prepared. And I'll have this checklist available if anybody wants to call our office or text our phone number. 620-331-8800. I'll send it to them, a copy of this, so you can just have to reference. But it's very important to know your numbers and what does it take for you to retire? What does it take for you to live? Know your Social Security. Think about your savings, your debt. Review your insurance coverage. Look at your tax strategy to make it more efficient. Think about your health cost, your Medicare, preventative care, just staying on top of your annual checkups and visits to make sure that you catch things as early as possible, and long-term care planning, to have plans in place for that possibility. Think about your lifestyle habits. How do you live? What do you go about doing? Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. So what does that look like for you? And so I'll have a copy of this list available to anybody that would like it. Just call or text us, and I'll send it to you.
Fantastic. And I know coming up next week, we're going to kind of part two of this series here talking on
That's right.
our retirement checklist.
They're right. That's right. The checklist continues.
All right. Very good. Anything else we should know here as we get closer to wrapping up, Charles?
So on the 25th of this month, June the 25th at 5:30 p.m., there's going to be a Medicare 101 again at Big Cheese Pizza right there in Independence. and it's available to all of our listeners. This is reserved for people that are new to Medicare, and maybe you're on disability and under 65, but you're new to Medicare, you're welcome. Maybe you're just turning 65, you're welcome. Or if you're already past 65, but you're leaving employer coverage and you're going to Medicare, you're welcome to attend. It's really the ABCs, a 101 of how Medicare works. There's no selling going on. We just simply present and educate what you need to know. And there's a good food and hopefully a lot of learning to be had in a fun environment with people that are just like yourself trying to figure it out. So call our office, 620-331-8800, and we will get you on the list to attend.
Fantastic. Well, Charles, I know you have a book available for folks as well if they want to learn a little bit more about Medicare.
That's right. It's called Medicare Breakdown. It's just a easy to digest, easy to understand explanation of how Medicare works and how it affects you. And it's available to our listeners at no charge. Simply call or text our office as well, and we can get that mailed out to you.
Fantastic. Well, Charles, if folks do have questions for you, maybe they want to talk in person, give you a call on the phone, where can we find you?
So our main office is at 520 North Penn, right beside AutoZone there in Independence, across the road from Daylight Donuts. Our phone number is 620-331-8800. We also have a location in Howard as well. We can find us online at skencinsurance.com. That's SCHENCK insurance.com.
Fantastic, Charles. Well, we appreciate you coming on by here today, and we'll look forward to talking again next week at this time.
Thank you, James. Have a great weekend.
All right, that was Charles Skenk of Skenk Insurance here on the Mighty 690. On the way next, we will have Farm to Fork, a Words of Inspiration program, and Open Line. It's coming up next here on KGGF.